Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian officials say Israeli military strikes killed at least 36 Palestinians across the Gaza Strip on Sunday, most of them in the north of the enclave, as efforts to secure a ceasefire in the more than year-long war resumed in Qatar. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Israel's offensive in the hard-hit and isolated north entered a third week Sunday as aid groups described a humanitarian catastrophe. In a separate development, Israeli medics say a truck rammed into a bus stop near Tel Aviv, wounding 35 people. Iran's supreme leader, meanwhile, said Israeli strikes on the country over the weekend should not be exaggerated nor downplayed, while stopping short of calling for retaliation, suggesting Iran is carefully weighing its response to the attack. On Saturday, Israeli warplanes attacked military targets in Iran in response to an Iranian ballistic missile attack earlier in the month. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The directors of the CIA and Israel's Mossad intelligence agency will meet with Qatar's prime minister on Sunday in Doha. An official briefed on the talks told Reuters. Negotiations will seek a short-term ceasefire and the release of some hostages being held by Hamas in exchange for Israel's release of Palestinian prisoners. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a speech on Sunday, marking the Hebrew calendar anniversary of the Hamas attack on October 7th last year, that Israel's air attack on Iran was exactly what it needed to be. The attack in Iran was precise and powerful and achieved all its goals. Speaking in an audio call to state media, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi on Sunday claimed the United States had provided an air corridor and equipment to the Israeli Air Force for the Friday night attack on Iran's military targets, which Iranian officials say caused limited damage. This is VOA News.
We do not accept the results of this election. We believe that these elections were rigged.
Georgia's Electoral Commission says the ruling Georgian Dream Party received more than 54% of the vote in the country's parliamentary election on Saturday. But opposition leaders, including leader Tina Vukotchava, says they do not recognize the results.
The elections yesterday were stolen by pro-Russian oligarch Bidzina Ivanishvili. And we, the Unity National Movement, are not going to accept these stolen election results. We were here with the president to consult with her, and we will continue these very intense consultations and hope that the pro-Western democratic opposition will be unified.
Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said on Sunday that the conduct of Saturday's parliamentary election in Georgia had evidence of democratic backsliding in the country. Multiple elections are happening around the world on Sunday. Polls open for Bulgaria's seventh parliamentary election in less than 4 years, with dim hope of an end to political turmoil that has favored the country's far right. The second round of general elections in Lithuania began on Sunday, which are expected to bring a center-left coalition to power and remove the incumbent conservatives. Polls have also opened in Uruguay in a general election that pits an incumbent conservative coalition against a moderate left-wing alliance that defies regional trends of bitter division and democratic erosion. Japan's ruling coalition may fall short of a parliamentary majority, exit polls for Sunday's general election showed, raising uncertainty over the makeup of the government of the world's fourth-largest economy. A top Venezuelan official on Saturday accused Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of faking an accident to avoid attending a summit meeting at which Brazil vetoed Caracas's entry into the BRICS organization. There is no force on this earth, I say it, that will silence the voice of rebellion and justice of Venezuela. Neither today nor tomorrow, never. No one will veto or silence Venezuela. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro expressed anger at the revelation. Venezuela had been counting on being admitted to the BRICS group during its recent summit in the Russian city of Kazan. One of Indonesia's most active volcanoes has erupted, spewing thick columns of ash at least 3 times and blanketing villages with debris, but no casualties were reported. Mount Merapi in the province of West Sumatra is known for sudden eruptions that are difficult to predict. According to an official with Indonesia's Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation Center at the Merapi Monitoring Post, it unleashed hot ash clouds Sunday that spread for several kilometers, covering nearby villages and towns with thick volcanic residue. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.